Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Jimmy the Bubble Boy in the studio. And then also, via the web, we have Pete from Scuba Board and Jerry the Diver Guy. And if that weren't enough, we're going to, you know, take an interesting jaunt down memory lane with our old friend. And I don't mean old. She's really a new friend. She just moved to Florida, but she's been on, been with us for a few years, off and on, and was our first official Left Coast correspondent for Scuba Radio. Of course, I'm talking about Valentina, the psychic Scuba Radio mermaid. Valentina, are you with us? Come in. Come in. Let's connect mentally. There we go. That's it. See, we're connected. It's simple as that. How are you, Valentina? Are you good?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
Yeah. Now
how are you doing?
You just moved from the left coast to Florida. Are you settled in? Are you feeling at home? Do you like the warmer water here that we have in Florida compared to where your digs were there in Cali, or what? What do you think?
I haven't been to the water yet, but I've been going to the beach a lot. I love that there. I mean, I've been finding all these secret beaches that aren't that packed, and you know, I love beach combing and just the most gorgeous sunsets ever here. And I love the rain. I mean, everything. I have actually no complaints other than the no CMs. I have no complaints about Florida. It's everything I expected and more.
Yeah, the no-see-ems, you don't see them, but they bite you and leave marks, and yeah, they're a pain in the butt.
It's crazy.
Sure.
Yeah, and then last week I got stung by a wasp.
Hmm. Okay.
So
all right.
That was not fun.
But you're not like
welcome
allergic.
Welcome to Florida.
Exactly. Welcome. We got bugs.
Seen any snakes yet?
Yeah, I know.
Uh-huh. All right. But now we got
to... Valentina, I know the best way to pack a beach is to let you walk down it.
Ooh. How about that? You think, Valentina? Yeah. Yeah. No.
He said the best
way to pack a beach is to have you walk down it, because Pete from Scuba Board has obviously seen you.
See? Oh, like I thought you meant literally pack a beach up and put it in the suitcase. You meant like getting a lot of people to go.
Yeah, crowded.
Gawkers. Yes.
Hubba bubba.
Yeah, and let's go ahead and get the website out of the way now, Valentina, so people can catch up with what Pete is referring to. It's valentinasecret.com. Is that the website we would tell people to go to, or what? What do you think?
Yeah, that's the modeling site, and then Valentina Ghost Girl is the psychic site.
That's right. Yeah, you multitask. She's a model, and she's also a psychic, or she talks to dead people, or sees dead people, or sees dead mermaids. I don't know what it is, but you
and I'm a scuba diver.
And she's a diver to boot, so, you know, definitely
multitask. Bubba.
Yes. Okay, obviously, Jerry the Diver Guy just found your website. I'm guessing it wasn't the Ghost Girl one, but regardless, he'll get to that eventually. So let's talk about, we'll get to more of the diving stuff and what we can do with you here in a little bit, but let's talk about some of this Ghost Girl stuff that you do, because basically you're doing readings as a psychic mermaid, and people can, talk to passed on relatives, and you can help them like connect or something? Is that what it is, Valentina, or what? Fill us in.
Yes. What I do, they're called readings, and sometimes I get asked to contact loved ones that have crossed over.
Yeah.
So I specialize in that, but I also sometimes people just need help with their career or their relationships. So I do readings on them as well.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's the living and sometimes it's the dead. So I do do both. And people seek me out for advice. I help people, you know, troubled teens, people that are going through life struggles.
Got it.
So now, it goes twofold.
It's now, not, last time we had you on the air, it was right before lobster season, and we did a little reading where I asked you, hey, how many lobsters do you see me catching for lobster season? And you said you saw four. And I am here to witness to the world right now that you nailed it.
Did you catch four? Are you serious?
I got four lobsters.
I'm not saying that.
I am not just saying that. It's a God's honest truth. I was very pissed off about it because I should have had at least 12, but I only caught four.
You were very pissed off at very... very shocked that I got it right.
Yes, I was annoyed with you. I said, Valentina, you're talking to the wrong dead person. Surely I could catch more lobsters on mini season day than four. But I'm here to say I caught four.
You forgot to tell me that. You never told me.
Well, I just wanted to tell you here today and curse you out publicly. And next time, I want you to make sure that you put in some better juju for me or something when I go out there lobster diving. Because I
better lobster predictions. Now everyone's going to be calling me with their fish predictions.
Yes. Well, maybe. I don't know. It's, it's just one of many things you can do to tie this into your diving thing. I mean, we're getting ready to go to the Turks and Caicos in October. Can you pick up any kind of vibes through our connection today, or do we have to be in person to do this?
Oh, where are you guys staying?
Well, we're going to be on the Turks and Caicos Explore 2 liveaboard boat. I am.
You're on a liveaboard. Okay, I've been to Turks and Caicos.
Yeah. And we're going to have our scuba radio scuba cruise. We got the folks from dive training on board. We're going to have Scuba Pro on board to do some demo gear. And we have Mermaid Tiffany. We have the Scuba Cowboy. And, of course, we're going to be doing a live show from the deck of the boat. I think it's going to be one of the best trips ever. We have a great crew. I know a lot of the people that are...
I think so, too.
What's that? What are you feeling? What do you think? Is it going to be the best one ever? I think it will. That's what I'm feeling. And I
think it's going to be a good trip. There's going to be a unique experience that's going to happen. I feel like something very unique and different is going to happen.
In a good way? Or you mean like...
What it is. It's going to be a good, but there's going to be something that's going to be pretty spectacular.
Ooh,
that's what I'm picking up.
I like the sound of
that.
That's
all I know. I can't pinpoint and tell you exactly whether it's going to be some amazing fish or something, but something is going to be memorable on there that's going to be a big, not just something small, because obviously the trip is memorable, but I'm saying something very particular is going to happen that's just going to be...
All right, and
really,
for the record,
look for that.
I have bail bondsman insurance already for the Turks and Caicos, so hopefully if it's anything along those lines, we'll be good. Bubble Boy, what do you think?
Valentina, are you familiar with the term Warhammer?
No.
Okay. Yeah, you don't want to be.
Let's just leave it alone,
and I hope that's not what she's picking up.
What the hell is a Warhammer?
Don't even go
there.
That
would be a special sight to see in the Turks and Caicos.
Oh, just stop it, you guys. That's just not right. Let's give her the proper respect that Valentina, our psychic mermaid, deserves. And tap into this, this ability she has accordingly. Now, I got a little preview of the Turks and Caicos, and I think you're right. It probably will be very special. I have no doubt, because the people we have on board on this trip are going to be just a blast. I'm really looking forward to it. And by the way, there are still like two spots left. If you want to join us in the Turks and Caicos, just call up Explore Ventures, 1-800-322-3577. October 3rd is when we go, and you can be on board with us and take advantage of that as well. So, Valentina,
I want to go.
Do you predict yourself going, or do you see yourself going? I think it's too soon for you. I think you have to settle into your Florida gig here, and maybe she's going to join us at DEMA in November, and then we're talking about doing a little psychic dive trip. I don't know, before we even do that, when we get back from our trip in October, I'm thinking we need to do like a underwater or some kind of diving Halloween seance type of thing with you leading up the crew. Would you commit to such a thing, Valentina? Could we work that out or what?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Wait, if you guys let me on the boat, I'll Jenny do free Springs. Readings for everybody.
Wait, what's that, Pete? We ought to do it at Jenny Springs, you think?
Yeah,
huh?
Skidboard has their annual Halloween weekend at Jenny Springs.
Yeah.
We have a big campfire. I mean, that'll be a fun thing to do at the Halloween at Jenny Springs.
Okay. Well, I mean, you have to have a campfire. I guess, you know, that kind of gives it a more of a spooky kind of vibe. Maybe we get some s'mores going. And then we do, you do a haunted dive and do what exactly? Dress up underwater?
Well, we don't do a haunted dive. We do a galaxy dive in the ballroom there at Jenny Springs.
Oh, that's right. You take a bunch of glow sticks, crack them open, and then have it all looking psychedelic and like an underwater rave. Yeah, that would be pretty psychic.
And she is very welcome. You, I'm not so sure about, but.
Well, you know, where Valentina she goes, I go. Anytime. I mean, I think she predicted that at one time. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with the psychic mermaid Valentina, Jerry the Diver Guy, Pete from Scuba Board, and Bubble Boy next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
We gotta.
Get down, get down.
Gotta.
Get down,
gotta.
Get down, gotta. Get down, get down.
Oh, no, no.
Gotta,
gotta, gotta. Get down,
go.
Gotta, 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 gotta.
Yes, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are getting down with Valentina, our Scuba Radio psychic mermaid. And by the way, before we continue, Valentina, I got to say something to Pete from Scuba Board, who just sent me a video of a Warhammer. And Pete, I hate you. You're setting yourself up with some bad spirits right now, dude.
Eye bleach, dude. You need eye bleach.
Oh, my God.
I put the link on your chat page on the
on scubaboard.com.
Scuba Radio's chat page. So if people sign in the chat page, you can actually witness the Warhammer and share in the joy.
Okay. And we apologize in advance. All right. Well, it's as simple as that.
It's not like the two chicks in a Warhammer, is it?
Oh, just don't even. Oh, my God. All right, Valentina.
It will scar you for life.
Yes, it will. But we have Valentina on our side, and she talks to dead people and can predict the future or, I don't know, steer our lives in the right direction, at least when it comes to diving. That's what you specialize in, right, Valentina? We'll go there. Yeah.
Diving? I specialize in diving?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, especially you connect with divers because you're a diver, and so you can see into their past lives and ancestors and stuff even better than just your typical surface dwellers, right? We'll go there with that, can't we?
Absolutely. I connect more because they are water babies, and water is a conductor for energy, so yes.
That's it.
Absolutely. See?
Yes, and you're a diver as well, and you haven't done any diving yet.
I am. I'm looking.
Since you've been to Florida.
Not yet, because I've been unpacking and busting my butt to unpack and get everything set up.
Right.
I'm one of those people I like to rush to get everything set up so that, you know, I can start having a fruitful life.
Exactly.
So I've just been busy getting that done. But all my dive gear, I probably should try my wetsuits on because I've gained a couple pounds. But I've got lots of dive gear, and I'm just looking forward to getting in the water.
Yeah. All right.
I've missed it. Yeah.
Now, what about this idea of doing something
for the
month of Halloween? What, Pete, you want to chime in and argue with her or me?
She's the diving out in California. Girlfriend?
Right. Yeah.
We don't need
I don't dive in California. I don't dive wet. I don't dive. Well, no, I'm not going to wear the wetsuits here.
That's right. You're going to let it all hang out.
This is warm waters. But come down the Keys. We'll show you what warm water is all about.
Okay. All right.
I've been to Key Largo and went diving there, and it's like wonderful. So
yes.
I'm looking forward to just having a bikini.
Yes. Well, and so does everybody else, every other red-blooded American who's been to your website.
Hubba, hubba.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hubba,
exactly.
Hubba.
Okay. All right, you too. Jeez. All right. So, Valentina, but what about this? Doing some kind of underwater psychic channeling thing for the month of October where we could, like, you know, just so you know, let me give you some history. Right before Jacques Cousteau passed away, we literally were scheduled to have him on Scuba Radio. We had him locked up for an interview, and literally it was like a month. We had it set up in a month later, or we had a month towards till we were supposed to talk to him. He passed away. And
you
I was so
Jacques Cousteau.
Well, I don't know. We need to ask him. That's my point. That's where I'm going with. Now we have this psychic scuba radio warming. Maybe. And we can do that. Can you channel the spirit of Jacques Cousteau? Could we do this for, you know, do we have to have an underwater?
Maybe we could have a seance.
Yeah.
We could have an underwater seance.
That's right.
We could sit there. We set up some chairs and we could talk to Jacques Cousteau.
Yeah. Do we need like a Ouija board?
This could be
or
a seance.
But wait.
A seance.
Oh, my God. I hate you.
A seance.
Oh, dear God.
A seance. That was good. I heard you.
Yeah. Well.
But can she speak French?
Well, if she channels Jacques Cousteau, I mean, what happens? Do you take on their voice as well? Oui, oui.
There were a couple people I've channeled, and suddenly they started speaking in another language, which I wasn't familiar with, but... And then there was another time I channeled somebody, and I speak very little Spanish, but I was saying words that I don't normally even know, which was very interesting. So that person came through who spoke Spanish, and I was speaking Spanish. So, you know, I never know what's going to happen. That's the wonderful thing about what I do. Every experience is very unique.
Okay, and I guess you have to open yourself up to receive these, conduits of dead people or however you are channeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not always opened up. I've started closing myself off more because I get so many messages all the time that if I don't learn to, you know, then it's constantly coming. And
well,
I have to
I'm wondering
have my own thoughts.
If you channel a diver, he may not even channel through you with verbally. You may just start spewing out like hand signals. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Bubbles,
you know,
just bubbles.
Yeah,
a lot of air.
Yeah, exactly. Give like she'll just start going, "I'm okay," and you know that. Kind
or
of
do
stuff.
A Warhammer.
Oh, God, really?
Stop.
No. What is a Warhammer?
Just go to the chat room and
it's a bad thing, isn't
and
it?
And then
it's
you'll have to thing. Excuse yourself.
It's
to
not
the
a pretty thing.
No, it's not at all. So, all right. So we could do this in your game, is what you're saying, though, Valentina, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, there you go. We could go to psychic.
We could go to like the Atosha or some sort of wreck and see if there's any kind of lingering thing there.
Ooh, can you pick up on like where the mother load is? That's what we got to figure out a way to monetize this psychic ability of yours as a diver. Maybe that's how we need to do that. Become our own treasure hunters. Can
she
even
do that? She is my new best friend.
Yeah. Maybe the Travel Channel will give us a psychic scuba show.
Yeah, Ghost Girl goes underwater to find buried treasure with your host, that's Greg the Dive Master.
And makes friends
exactly,
very rich.
Greg is narrating.
Oh, you're narrating. I don't have to narrate. I just want to be benefactor or something. You know what I'm saying? I want to get some of the gold.
You're the one that can count all my
You
gold
give me the booty. I didn't say that, did I? All right. So, okay. So,
hubba.
Valentina, so some of the diving, though, that you want to do, you had mentioned to me off the air about going down to the Atosha. So that just appeals to you, going down to Key West and diving a wreck like that? It's been on your diving
list? It's on my bucket list because I saw a TV show once and I couldn't let go of the fact that I guess, well, back then you paid like $2,500, I think, to go on it or some sort of money, but you got to keep, or no, you get to keep like $2,500 worth of stuff and then anything over that.
Yeah.
Have to give back.
Yeah.
But just the fact that I love history wrapped in with scuba diving, and just to find a coin or an emerald just would be so amazing.
Yeah. Well, you know, the Mel Fisher folks do that down in Key West where you can go spend a week with them. And yeah, they have like a $2,500 dive package. I think they do that in May or something. We'll check into that. And yeah, you go down there and whatever you find, you'll keep up to the amount you paid. So you could end up getting a free trip out of the deal, maybe making a few bucks beyond that if you find the mother load or tap into your psychic abilities. More coming up.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Jimmy the Bubble Boy in the studio, also Pete from Scuba Board, and Jerry the Diver Guy via the web. And if that weren't enough, we have Valentina the Psychic Mermaid with us. And Valentina, are you good hanging with us, or do you got to run and do readings?
I could do a little bit longer.
All right.
I
well,
not be rude.
Well, that's all right.
It was so hot and so noisy at the bar. Like 91 degrees out, so I had to actually sit in my car and make the phone call.
Ah, okay. Well, fair enough. We'll let you get back to your drinking then here after we finish.
No, I'm not drinking.
Oh, of course
not.
No.
Yeah.
But you want to do some treasure diving maybe down in the Keys. That's on your list. I mean, what about like just going off the... you know, the East Coast of Florida and doing some shark dives or something like that.
I'm sorry. You know, I love shark diving is my favorite.
Do you have a
dive without a shark makes me depressed.
Okay. I like that. I like the way you think. So it really doesn't matter what type of diving, though, or you just like, do you like big animal type dives or reef dives, wreck dives, or do you have a preference?
Yeah, I mean, I like interacting with larger animals, mammals, you know,
well, we got Bubble Boy, and we got Pete from Scuba Board, and Jerry the Diver Guy. All three of those probably would apply in this instance. You hear what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Save the manatee people. Keep pushing me back in the water.
Is that what it is, Pete? Okay. All right. Well, you have that to look forward to, or
avoid.
It'll
be like a beach toil.
Valentina. Yeah, you got to take the good with the bad, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Do you have a dive buddy you dive with generally, or you're looking for new buddies?
No, I usually, there's always a single person. If there's not, then I'll trail along, you know, as the fifth wheel.
Yeah.
Or be on my own, but close by.
All right.
Because I like to go and fiddle around and explore. And usually I'm deeper than most people because I like being further down away from everybody.
All right. Very good.
Valentine.
Yeah, I will. All right. There's so many things I could have said, but I won't because I respect her too much. Valentina, the Scuba Radio Psychic Mermaid. All right, we got more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
This place is completely freeing. Would you believe that today I dabbled in public nudity? Daphne and I found a secluded cove on the beach. We shed our garments and surrendered ourselves to the sand, the sea, and one rather curious grouper.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master along with Bubble Boy in the studio, Pete from Scuba Board, and Jerry the Diver Guy on via the web. Valentina has left the building to go swim with a bunch of dead people. I don't know, but I find that intriguing. Don't you, Pete? Do you like the idea of Valentina being able to help us out, you know, when we want to connect with the other world?
Intrigued with Valentina helping us out, whether the other world's involved or not.
Okay. All right. So you've been spending too much time on her website is what you're saying.
One of the good things to do when I go out to the scuba show is always sing Valentina.
Yeah, absolutely. She's a fun gal.
I can't remember the last time she has been there. She's fun. She's, you know, she's easy on the eyes, obviously.
Yeah.
And she speaks scuba.
Well, yeah. Well, she was. You missed it, but she was our Scuba Radio Mermaid at the scuba show this past year.
I didn't miss it.
Yeah. So you didn't see that, but yeah, she's helping us out. And now she's in Florida, and she's going to join us on some adventures here in the future. And
maybe we should use her to talk with Doc Deep and see what happened. What went wrong in his deep dive?
Did you say we should juice her? Because
use her.
Oh, okay.
Allow her to channel. Do
yes.
the. You know the.
Exactly.
The seance.
Well, exactly. I think we should. We were going to channel Jacques Cousteau. We're going to do this on Scuba Radio Live. This has been a goal of mine for some time. And now that I actually have a mermaid that is a psychic, I think we can execute this accordingly and being kicked off the air, you know, as we should have been a long time ago. So, anyway.
Well, since you killed him, you ought to channel him.
Okay. I guess.
At least say you're sorry.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted to just find out, if nothing else. Like, did I really have anything to do with it? And maybe say, see, it wasn't so bad, you know, after he talks to us and that kind of thing.
And he'll say, wee-wee.
Yeah, of course.
He was overheard saying, I'd rather die than be on Scuba Radio.
Well, yeah.
I didn't take him seriously.
Yeah, he wouldn't be the only person to say that. He just might be the only one who...
Why didn't we listen?
...took it too seriously. I don't know. But anyway, we'll see what we can... put together here for the month of October. All right, so Pete, you've been doing some teaching down there in the Keys today. Is that the case?
I have.
So you did some checkout dives this morning, or what?
We went to Jules Underwater Lodge.
Yeah.
Where we were joined with, I think, 17 other avid scuba divers, floor beaters, rototillers.
Okay, they were just churning up the silt and
oh my God.
Making vis kind of bad. Yeah, visibility there at that that little cove where Jules Undersea Lodge can get stirred up pretty good because there's a lot of muck and stuff laying around all the stuff. But it's a cool dive, though, regardless, isn't it?
You get to see cannons, you know, vases or vases, depending on how you look at it. We had some Atlantic spadefish join us today. It was a fun dive. Got to go look, peek through the windows because people are moving into the hotel for the night.
Right.
So we got to look through the windows of the hotel and see everybody, you know, getting the place prepared for the divers.
Disrobing.
A peeping Tom.
Yeah, exactly. I feel
my
a little
name is
creepy
Pete.
About
I'm a peeping Pete.
Oh, there you go.
Peeping good. Pete.
Yes, exactly.
Peeping.
Pete yeah. the peeper.
Okay. Jerry the Diver Guy has obviously started drinking moonshine. God bless him. All right, so...
spring water.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. But what was the water temp? Because last time you said it was 98 degrees.
It was actually pretty nice. I didn't check to see what temperature it was, but I wasn't uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And we've had a lot of rain in the Keys this last week, which has also probably hurt the visibility, especially in the, you know, backwaters like we were at.
Yeah.
And that's really helped. That's really brought the temperature down, from what I understand, across the Keys. Good friend of mine, Captain Jen Wyatt, dove the Northern Lights, doing a big tech class with TriMix and, you know, going down deep to see the stuff that you have to really have your act together to see.
Now, what do you mean, dive the Northern Lights? Is that a dive site down in the Keys?
That's a wreck of the Northern Lights. It's a real wreck, a screamer. Hmm. I want to say it's around World War II-ish, but I can't say that for sure.
Well, how deep is that one? What are you talking
200-ish.
About? Oof. Okay, so it's
180, something like that.
All right, so they're doing some kind of Heliox-type mix or Trimix type thing? Yeah, I gotcha.
Trimix. So it has a little bit of nitrogen in there, which, remember we talked about Dock Deep, the HPNS, that nitrogen helps alleviate that.
Right on. But it makes you talk funny a little bit.
It sounds like
talk about a deep relief.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like what, Pete? What did you say?
This kind of sounds like you.
Well, yeah, exactly. Okay. Thanks, Pete. You're swell. Yeah, so, but down there at that deep, I mean, I don't know if it'd matter because you'd hit a thermocline probably, and it'd be cold as hell down there, wouldn't it?
We're talking the Keys, Greg. How much of a thermocline are we really going to have?
Well, okay? At that depth, I would imagine you'd have a good chance to hit a cold water thermal climb.
Ooh, it got down to 80.
Down to 80, okay. Well, you know, last time when you said it was 98, we got a few emails from people said, Pete's been drinking, or Jerry the Diver Guy has forwarded in some spring water that he had been sipping because that seemed too warm.
He's been diving in a tidal pool.
Well, maybe it was the urine climb.
Well, exactly. He had his dive computer tucked into his shorts, and he got a little bit of a misreading on
the
water.
You sure it was a dive computer, not a rectal thermometer?
Well,
you know,
whatever works.
Deep relief.
Okay. All righty. Well, where are you heading to next, Pete? I mean, I know you've been doing a lot of teaching and stuff down there in the Keys, but do you have any trips coming up in the Turks or what?
Yeah, no, we're heading up to cave country next week. We're going to go have some more fun in cave country and make sure everything's ready for October when we have the big scuba board shindig there.
Okay, so that it'll be a little research and development for your big galaxy dive.
Well, that's what we're calling it, but we're going there to actually have fun.
Exactly.
I love cave diving.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, absolutely. And there, I mean, it's 74 year-round, so it'll be nice.
70.
And cool. 70? No, wait, I hear
78 to 72. Most of them are at 70 year-round.
Okay. All right. If you say so.
It's enough to make you talk like this.
Yeah, that's a little on the... Well, you know...
Not when you're built like a manatee.
Okay. And the manatees like that water. They do.
They do.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't wear a wetsuit. I don't wear a dry suit when I dive caves. Some people, like, they do the double take. What the hell? And they tell me on the surface how I made them cold while I was doing my deco in a swimsuit and t-shirt, and I just tell them, when you're built like a manatee, you get to dive like one.
Well, you know, I got an email from a guy named Jeff, and we talked about it in hour one, Pete. You weren't around during this, but he took me to task for, not spotlighting local or cold water diving as much as we should. He felt that we are missing out and that we're giving them a bum rap and you guys are a bunch of wusses and all you have to do is get the right kind of dive gear and quit whining about this cold water diving because you're really missing out and we should dive local and keep the money local as opposed to going over, you know, to the Red Sea or someplace and spending all our money there. And I was
I live in the Keys, so diving local is not like most people diving local, and I think diving local is great. Mm-hmm. But you know what? You dive to have fun. If you can have fun diving local, dive local.
Yeah.
If it's not fun for you for whatever reason, either it's too cold, too dark, too clammy, all the fish are green, and you want to be a WWW, a warm water wuss, rather than a CWB, cold water barbarian, then go to the Keys, go to the Red Sea, go to the Turks and Caicos trip you're going on. Any of that. We're headed to Curacao in December with the Dive Right people.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a lot of fun trying out their gear and diving into warm waters.
Exactly. You know, my favorite dive is my next dive. Whether it's going to be a cold water dive or warm water dive, I don't really care.
Say hallelujah, brother.
Yeah.
Preach on.
Yeah. So
that would be warm water for you, Greg.
Well, probably. The odds are going to be more likely that it'll be warm water. But, you know, that's just my preference. Once again, I do believe that the people that go and do these more hardcore dry suit dives and cold water dives, I respect the hell out of them. I really do. You know, but
I have one word for them.
What's that?
Desperate.
No, that's not right. Because, you know, I am a warm water wuss. I will admit it. I went to the Galapagos and dove there for a week, and I was complaining about the cold water. And there's every critter you can imagine on the entire, in the entire ecosystem of the planet in this one area. It's crazy saturation of marine life. You can see everything. And I was sitting there whining because I was cold I was miserable. It really took the fun out of it for me. And so it didn't have anything to do with the fact that you could see so cool things. I know you can see great things.
You got to plan ahead if you're going to travel. Find out what the temperature is where you're going.
Yeah, if it's below 70, I need a dry suit. I guess that's what we learned.
Hey, we learned that in open water class.
I'm a wuss. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
How many times have you heard your diver friends say it's been a while since their last dive? Let your buddies know how easy they can get back in the water with the all-new PADI Reactivate program. Reactivate is designed to give divers the confidence to get back in the water by refreshing fundamental skills and dive principles. Reactivated divers will receive a PADI replacement certification card, and you get your dive buddy back. Contact your local PADI dive center, resort, or instructor to refresh your scuba skills with PADI Reactivate today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Now, we'll need oxygen.
I got it covered. In the event of an emergency, my ass can be used as a flotation device.
Oh, that reminds me. You've all taken your pressure pills, right?
Yes. Stop asking.
On your mark, ready, set, let's go to the sea below. I know, you know, we go psycho for the show. That's a hit. Just can't sit. It's time to go diving with it. That's it. Call your buddy, let's dive. We're about to go live. This ain't no jive. And you know it's always better down where it's wetter. So go with the flow. It's time for the show. Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio. We're going diving with it. Scuba Radio. We're going diving with it. Scuba Radio. We're going diving with it. Scuba Radio.
Yes, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Bubble Boy in the studio, as well as Pete. from Scuba Board via the web, and Jerry the Diver Guy in the mountains of Virginia. And hubba hubba, you're still hung up on Valentina.
So,
wow.
Yeah, I thought Jerry and I have a question.
Uh-oh. Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Can we make this the first scuba radio devoted to, the first radio station devoted to scuba and the Warhammer?
No. No. I'm a call, you know, I'm a call a foul on that one. No. We're, you know, people can do a search on Warhammer.
Come on, Greg.
And they can, you know.
Foul is the right word.
Send me hate mail later. So
it's just deep relief.
Yeah, of course it is. Right. But whatever. Let's talk about something else more pleasing as we get closer to dinner time. And that would be more like a happy hour thing. Dive bars, you know, they pop up every now and then, and I love checking them out because I'm a diver. And, you know, when anything has a dive theme to it, you know, obviously, you feel a little more of a connection to the place. There's a dive bar down in Fort Lauderdale I have not been to yet, but I keep going by it, and I want to check that out. We have one here in Orlando where we're based out of that's more of a mermaid bar, but I've heard that if you have more than, you know, 15, 20 teeth, you're not really welcome. So I haven't checked that one out yet, but I'm probably going to do so anyway. And but I did find one online that somebody, a listener, alerted me to this week, called the Dive Bar in Sacramento, California. Now, this looks like a relatively new place. Last couple years, I guess it's been around a few years. But it's more of a trendy kind of place in Sacramento. And they have an aquarium set up where they hire mermaids I don't know if they just sit there in a chair. I saw a picture or a video of the mermaids in a tank, and they're waving to the bar patrons and hanging out. They do the Harlem Shake, I saw, or some kind of goofy video. But it kind of looks like a bar, and then behind the bar, as opposed to a picture, it has an aquarium with mermaids in it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's kind of cool. And obviously, it's a dive-themed kind of vibe in the whole place. And I would like that. I would like to have one of those places to go to when I'm not diving, as opposed to, if you're not in the islands, we don't have tiki bars all over the place where you could just go to the tiki bar at the dive shop after your day of diving, share some fish tails with friends. We need a dive bar. We need more dive bars. So if you know of any, like this place in Sacramento, I would encourage you to please let us know here at Scuba Radio, info@scubaradio.com, or do a report for us by just going and clicking on the Get on the Air tab at the scubaradio.com webpage and file that report accordingly, and we'll share it with the world and maybe, kick these dive bars up a notch. Have you been to a few of those? Or, and they have some dive bars down in the Keys, don't they, Pete?
I think almost all of them qualify as dive bars.
Well, exactly. I guess
in one way or another.
You know, there's the
but
dive
shipwrecks.
Bar.
Have you been to Shipwrecks?
I've heard of it, but that would count. It's nautical.
You have
sure.
Sharkies?
It's not just nautical. It's decorated with wrecked ships and dive gear. And, you'll see some stuff that's, predates Jock.
Right. Well, no doubt. And, there's a few places down there in Fort Lauderdale. Even the Irish pub that we go to, Kelly's, has a lot of dive stuff on their wall down there in Fort Lauderdale, right on US 1. However, you know, there's not a whole lot of places that are actually called dive bar. There are a few, and I guess I'm looking for more of those specific type of places as opposed to just a vibey kind of island place that you would experience down the Keys, which you could consider them all dive bars. Because
Sharkies, you got Sharkies.
Well, true. Sharks
right
would count.
Ocean Divers.
Sharkies is right over Ocean Divers. And, you know, you go there, you'll find a half a dozen instructors eating there every night.
Yeah, but what if you're not in the Keys and you're in some place?
Move.
Oh, well, okay. True. You got that option. But you got this place.
You know, someone told
Sacramento.
Me I was lucky for living in the Keys. And I tell them, luck had nothing to do with it. I moved here.
Well, true. It's a choice we all make. And but I'm just wondering if there's more dive bars like this place in Sacramento that are scattered all across the country. Bubble Boy did some research. I don't know. Did you find any there?
I found an underwater bar in New York.
An underwater bar.
A large swimming pool in New York was transformed into an underwater bar.
Hmm.
And everybody's wearing these funky helmets that they can breathe
oh,
underwater.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. So, but it's fairly small. It's like a little tank, and they wear those, like, scuba bob helmets.
But all the girls are in bikinis, so.
So that that the drink prices are going to be extremely high. Yeah. But yeah, no, that's what that counts. That would
they have a lot of urine clients?
I bet they do. That water temp's 98 degrees.
No Warhammers.
Yeah,
that's the bathroom. It's called the Warhammer room.
Yeah, well, they don't have to, you know, the bonus is, you're right, they don't have to go to the restroom because, you know, they may already.
Ew.
Oh, yeah. Really, we had to end on that note?
Talk about the self.
Of course we did.
The margarita.
Yeah, well, that's just what we do. And we emphasize the word do, evidently, on today's show.
Practice safe Warhammers, y'all.
Okay. I tried to avoid talking about it, but it just came out. What are you going to do? All right, so I apologize, as always.
Tsunami.
Yeah. And we will be back next week if
I hope
the authorities allow it. But until then, I'll leave you with this. Remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
It's wetter.
Yeah, safe diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.